North. I knew it would be a hard place, but I arrived on the 17th of July, and from my hotel window, I could see a British flag, not just on every corner, but mid-street, one attached to every lamppost. And even though I was born in London and speak Queen's English, they felt inexplicably alien, not my flags, just threatening. And I could understand suddenly what dogs must feel when they pass an object where another has marked itself, the desire to counterbalance it. There was no wild Camden, no big wheel, no great river here, just a small town with two hills with a church perched on each. One, I was told, Protestant, and the other one, Catholic. There was time to kill, and I tried to swim, but I needed a cap, and the pool was packed. So decided on a walk, but braced myself for things I knew I'd be uncomfortable with. And sure enough, only meters away, I found barracks or prisons, I couldn't tell which. But I kept on walking, and my family are Catholic, so that, in the end, was the hill I picked. And at the top, I felt slightly calmer, among friendly-looking angels, and reading about St. Patrick. The fawn he was said to have rescued, and its mother, which followed on behind it. And I called my own mother on the way down, who was excited and sounded enthusiastic. But the thought of joining the main road again just made me feel skeptical, homesick, anxious. These towns are just dumps with their prisons and their barracks. People who wouldn't like my background. People who wouldn't like my accent. But just at that moment, I was interrupted by the word observatory and an arrow that pointed up to a third hill I'd missed till that moment. But birds and rabbits seemed to congregate on it, playing in the trees, playing in the grasses, among thousands of such appropriate tiny star-shaped flowers that I imagined some green-fingered astronomer scattering their seeds on purpose. And somewhere near the top, I found some sort of residence, with a bungalow at the back full of international students, and beyond their computer room, two modest metal huts, bouncing sunlight back to space and containing two large telescopes, both looking out, both looking up, at the immense Asia sky, and with neither one claiming it. And I found myself thinking, yes, perhaps Deer lived here once, perhaps even now, somewhere near these scientists.